Just days after J.P. Morgan Chase reported the loss, Jamie Dimon, the bank's embattled CEO, apologized to shareholders.
This should never have happened. I can't justify it. Unfortunately, these mistakes were self-inflicted.
On Tuesday, the FBI said it was launching a probe. And on Wednesday, lawmakers held a hearing to determine if new regulations are needed. New laws that go into effect in July would limit some banks from making proprietary bets with publicly insured money. Financial strategist Peter Cardillo blames the new regulations on Wall Street's appetite for high-risk gambles.
There's no question that, you know, derivatives have turned Wall Street into a casino. There's no question about that.
Although Cardillo has concerns about a rush to overregulate, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the J.P. Morgan fiasco makes a powerful case for stronger financial oversight.
The test of reform is not whether you can prevent banks from making mistakes, errors of judgment, risk management. That's going to happen. It's inevitable. The test of reform should be, do those mistakes put at risk the broader economy?
Ironically, J.P. Morgan's Dimon has been among the harshest critics of Wall Street reform. But shareholders wonder who's watching their CEO, who also happens to be the company's chairman.
The unit wasn't properly overseen. So who oversees that unit? Jamie. Who oversees Jamie? Jamie. That's the problem. He's his own boss.
Despite their concerns, shareholders demonstrated support for their chairman, voting against a proposal to split his position into two separate jobs. Outside, protesters threw eggs at a picture of Dimon and expressed a litany of complaints against what they call the fat cats of Wall Street.
The big banks need to be broken up, as well as reducing principal for homeowners that are underwater with their mortgages, and clearly for them to stay out of, keep their money out of the politics, which is really destroying our democracy right now.
J.P. Morgan's trading blunder has already prompted several resignations. Analysts say more employees are likely to lose their jobs. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.